CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. He's in the Washington area, and he has had a conversation with an important member of the New World, of Latin America, of Central America, an important person in terms of the crisis at the U.S. border these last months and years, of migration, mass migration, called caravans proceeding from the Northern Triangle. Those three countries, I've learned, are Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Joseph's conversation was with the president of Guatemala, Giamate, President Giamate. You will remember that early in the Biden administration, the president designated the vice president as a leader in the migration problem, crisis at the border. And there was a trip by the vice president to the capital of Guatemala to speak to Giamate. Joseph, your conversations. This is a man who holds a great deal of authority in terms of Central America, but also this migration crisis. I recall that one of the ways, that the way north coming through the Darien Gap is to proceed by bus across Costa Rica, Panama, Costa Rica, make your way through Nicaragua, then to either Honduras or Guatemala, and then on to Mexico. So that flow of migrants from around the world, but especially Venezuela and Haiti, is that continued in the report of the president?
So yes, John. So I had a chance to speak with President Giamate at the forum. He was the keynote speech at the end of the forum, and I spoke to him a little bit after that. And my main message to President Giamate was that we appreciate him coming to Washington, D.C., that we are very grateful that we could count on Guatemala as a key strategic partner on many different issues, from anti-drug trafficking to combating illegal migration to trade and investment throughout the region. And so I wanted to make sure that the president of Guatemala understood that there are many people in Washington that appreciate his visit and that appreciate the partnership. I also wanted to thank him for being one of the few countries in Latin America that recognizes Taiwan in its international relations, and also one of the few countries in Latin America that has officially designated Hezbollah as a foreign terrorist organization. I say this just so that people can get a sense of why Guatemala is so strategic for our relations in Central America. If you just look in the neighborhood, right, in the immediate neighborhood of what they call the Northern Triangle of Central America, the other two countries in that triangle, which would be El Salvador and Honduras, I mean, they are moving in the wrong direction. One just had an election where the new president, Xiomara Castro, is more than likely going to be an authoritarian nation that's going to change their foreign policy to not recognize Taiwan and to build strong relations with China. And they're going to probably align themselves with Venezuela's Maduro regime and Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua. So we're going to lose potentially Honduras as a preferential partner that we've had for decades. On the other side, you have El Salvador, and you have the extravagant millennial president of Nayib Bukele, who may have a good social media game, but in reality, the actions that he's taken inside Salvador have been anything but extravagant, and they have been much more autocratic than many people thought at the beginning of his presidency. And so we look at that neighborhood, and really Guatemala is the last bastion for democratic, free enterprise, and kind of like the free world, to help us deal with these massive challenges. And so I think it was a big mistake by the Biden administration and the White House to not include Guatemala in this upcoming summit for democracies that's going to be virtual, but it's also somewhere here in Washington. And I think President Giamate's visit was well-timed to make sure that we know that we still have a strong partnership, regardless of the differences that specific administrations may have.
My memory of the conversations I had at the time of the vice president's visit to Guatemala City, to the capital, is that the migration from Guatemala, I'm speaking of just this part of the Northern Triangle, is not driven by people who want to move to the United States. They're looking for money to be earned so that they can send back home remittances. And Guatemala's gone through a series of bad crops, and opportunities are not rich for people to work beyond the agricultural sector. Is that all a good memory, Joseph? And did the president speak of those matters?
He did. And yes, that is a good recollection of what's happened in the conversations that Vice President Harris had when she visited Guatemala earlier this year. And essentially, you're right. I mean, there's two elements of the migration issue. There's the illicit element, which has to do with human smugglers, narco trafficking, the infamous coyotes that smuggle people across the border. And then there's the economic component, which a lot of folks in Guatemala and other countries, they really are looking just to find ways to make income so that they can support their families back home. They're not looking to migrate permanently or to reside in the United States forever. They just want to be able to get some work done, save up some money, send that money back home, and then go back to their country, in this case, Guatemala. That resembles more of a guest worker program. And that's what the Guatemalan president did speak of. He spoke about the need for a guest worker program with the United States so that Guatemalan migrants that can benefit both nations, that they can benefit the United States by providing labor and services in different industries that need it, but also can be help build up the economy of Guatemala through the remittances, which isn't the best way to build up an economy, but it does help in the time being as the country gets back on its feet after COVID. So he spoke about this, but he spent a lot of time, honestly, John, speaking about the security cooperation that the United States and Guatemala have in combating drug trafficking, which is the other side of the migration, which has to do with more the illicit trafficking. So he spoke a lot about that, and they actually played a video for about, I think it was about 5 minutes, that showed a lot of the cooperation programs that we have with Guatemala. I know by working with our U.S. military partners, whether it's in Southern Command or Special Operations Command, that we've done a lot of joint exercises with Guatemala, and they're one of our best military partners in all of Latin America.
So what we're looking at then is a president who's making the best case for his country. And as of now, it is unknown if his case was heard by the Biden administration. Joseph Umeyer is the executive director of Secure Free Societies in Washington. There are other problems in Latin America besides migration. We're turning now to Venezuela, an outsized threat to the whole region. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.